And now, please sit. In the place of our sermon today, we're going to be given a presentation on stewardship by Deanne and Nigel. The choir are moving down, and we will move down so we can see. It will involve the screen. Welcome.
Good morning, everyone. As John said, my name is Deanne Coombs. I'm honoured to be one of the church wardens here. This is Nigel Deacon, and together we want to talk to you about stewardship this morning. It seems appropriate to talk about stewardship at this time of year because we are in the season of harvest. Last week in our church, we celebrated in wonderful style with orchestra and many, many people. There was a wonderful atmosphere of abundance and life and vitality in our church. It was a perfect opportunity for us to reflect on the good things that God has given to us. And as we enter into the month of October, we would like to think about how we might respond to the wonderful things that God has given to us. Earlier in the year, at our annual meeting, our treasurer at the time, David Weaver, presented the accounts to our church and predicted a shortfall of £7,000. Following on from that, the PCC have worked quite hard during the year to examine very carefully our church finances. We've looked at our processes, we've looked at our expenditure, we've tried to review the way that we do things, and we have managed to pull back some of that money so that now we're looking at a deficit of £6,000. But we did think it was right now to come to you to ask for help. The month of October is going to be a time for us to think about our stewardship. We will be giving you more information as the weeks go on, and we will come back to you when this time has worked its way through. Sometimes when we think of stewardship, it feels like there is a dark cloud hanging over the topic. It's not always the most comfortable of conversations. When I look back on my time at St. John's, I would think differently. I would think that we as a church congregation have much to celebrate and be thankful for, much to delight in. We have a long and established history of giving to charities. I think in a 3-year period, this congregation gave £30,000 to charities. So as a congregation, we are supporting the work of God beyond our walls, beyond our parish boundaries, into the world of need where people are hungry and hurting and needing our help. We have managed to support them in those times. Even within our boundaries, we have raised over £60,000 to work on projects. Things like carpets and hall flooring and kitchens and AV systems, moving the church office. We've managed to gather the resources to make our buildings into a community use that people of the community can come to, can enjoy, can make use of. We are of service to them. It is possible, though, that in terms of giving to some of those projects, our contribution to the general fund may have reduced a bit. We also managed to retain some significant gifts for the youth work. So we do have £32,000 available for youth fund, and that's restricted giving. But again, those are resources that we've gathered over the years. And one other thing to celebrate is that even though our congregation numbers have reduced over the last few years, the giving to our general fund has not reduced by as much. So people's generosity is very much clear. It's very much a part of who we are. The reality, though, is that in the past, in order to balance our books, our church have used our reserves in order to pay off each year's debts. This year, those reserves have been depleted. So this year, we're looking at a deficit, but we haven't got the plan B that we've always had before. Nigel.
Just a little bit about our costs and the income. Well, our costs, like any household, we have costs such as utilities, maintenance, insurance. And then there's our office running costs, repairs such as the lift, and renewals such as the carpets in the Grove Room. The PCC, as Deanne has pointed out, has directed very tight cost management, and so all our budget holders have been very well aware of how to restrain any expenditure. As you know, we're part of Portsmouth Diocese, of course, and made up of 142 churches, from poor inner-city churches who may have very few parishioners who are paid in, who are in paid employment, through to the wealthy end of the spectrum, which includes ourselves. The largest element of cost is the parish share or quota, and many people don't quite know what it is and ask, why should we be paying this? It covers such items as clergy's salaries, pension contributions, housing costs, training and education of clergy and lay people, as well as diocesan initiatives. And this year we've been very thankful for much of the advice and assistance we've received from the diocese. The diocese operates a fair share system whereby the quota is calculated on the size and composition of each parish on a rolling 10-year basis. But if a parish doesn't pay its share, it becomes a debt and is rolled over to the next year until it's cleared. What about income? We're very blessed here with regular giving by 80% of our church folk through standing orders. Some folk use the weekly envelopes, or via a Givers You Earn scheme. And then there's valuable non-regular giving via the collection plate or through donations and also legacies. We are very grateful here to those who thought ahead and, having gone before us, have left a legacy in their wills to St. John's Church. And then the gift aid scheme enables us to claim the tax back on earned income that you donate. It applies for regular and one-off donations, and perhaps predictably, we have forms in the Grove Room if you may want to take some at this time. Other income comes from wedding and funeral fees and from lettings. Ray, the church administrator, has managed to increase this income stream very significantly, so much so it's hard to get a booking in either the rooms or the hall. And she should know, her wedding's there in December this year. In fact, in the last 5 years, we've grown the income from that source by £15,000 to £28,000, a good contributor. The challenge, however, is, as Deanne has said, the income sources are not sufficient now to cover our expenditure. We've got no reserves left over. So what are our goals and aspirations in this stewardship day and in information that we'll be giving to you during the course of the month? Well, we're not self-supporting, as you know. We have no central funding or grants, and we're forecasting this deficit of £6,000. If we want to continue to serve our parishioners and the wider local community, we need to cover our expenditure this year and start to rebuild our contingencies, our reserves for future contingencies. The roof, in part, could be the next big one in that area. So what are we asking of you? All of us. What steps can we take? To Deanne.
We are hoping that we can rise to this challenge, both as a community and as individuals. As a community, we can work together to see how we can make a difference. I know that the PCC will carry on being very prudent in its management of the funds that we do have, and we will continue to look at our expenditure and look at our processes so that we are the good stewards of the resources that we have. As a community, we've got some fundraising events coming up. I know there's a Curry and Carols in the diary. There's a Fine Dine booked in the new year. Those are events that we can work together on in order to try and raise some funds. But it might be that as individuals, we can also respond to the challenge that we're facing at the moment. It might be that you've never given to St. John's before, and that might be something that you would consider doing. And if that's the case, there'll be people at the back after church and the relevant forms for you to look at. It might be that you are an existing contributor to St John's, and maybe this is a time to consider where you are financially and whether you could consider giving some more. It may be that in the past you have contributed to St John's, but your circumstances changed so that you reduced the giving, but actually you're in a position to up it again. So maybe that's where something for you to think through. And it may be that you're one of those people who the regular giving isn't an option, but you may be able to give us a one-off donation. It's not a decision that I would want people to make today. It's not a decision that we make now in the heat of the moment, but I would ask you to think it through and to see how you as an individual and how we as a community might respond to the problems that we're facing.
Just a few facts. What you give is confidential. David White, our stewardship recorder, who will be at the back later, and Alex Thompson, our treasurer, are the only people who have access to this individual giving data. Some might ask, how much should I give? What is tithing? A word commonly used in more historic times. There used to be a Church of England suggestion that you gave 10% of your net income to charity, with 5% to the church and 5% to your own personal choices of charities. The New Testament says, for example, generously in 2 Corinthians and proportionately in 1 Corinthians. And just as important as financial giving is the giving of your time and talents. There is a booklet, a colourful booklet at the back of the church in the Grove Room, explaining to you what help we need. And this year, we've added a section to help us start a register where we can keep a record of individuals who we could call upon, perhaps in an emergency. So locksmiths, electrical experts, IT, people with IT or phone skills, or carpentry, range of skills.
Primarily, we're asking you to pray. Please pray. I am a great believer in prayer. The next few months are going to be, who knows what we're going into. It's a time of vacancy. I think it is exciting and I think it is challenging. The financial difficulty is going to add an extra challenge to that. We know that we have exciting times ahead. We know that we are going to grow as a church community and that we're going to be doing more things that we hadn't even thought of. But if we don't manage to sort out our finances now, we are going to have to make some more difficult decisions in the future. So I would ask you to pray. I'm not always a great fan of Bible verses being handed out of context, but I am very mindful of what we say in the communion service every week. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. I know that I am blessed by God beyond the words that I have to express. I know that this community is blessed by God beyond all our expectations. His goodness to us is overwhelming, and I know that that is much more than money. I know that I'm the product of family, of friends, of fellowship, of community. And I know how precious that is. And I know what God has given to me and to us. I would ask you prayerfully to think about how we would respond to that in the next few weeks. Thank you.